Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. And now some news from the States. California, San Miguel Island's last wild fox feared to be dead. The San Francisco Gate reported last week that wildlife officials believe that the last wild island fox on San Miguel Island off the Southern California coast may be dead. The loss, which is the latest in a series of about a dozen deaths to wild island foxes in the Santa Cruz and Catalina Islands area, is troubling to biologists who say the island foxes are teetering on the brink of extinction. From Montana, an entire wolf pack has been killed. The Billings Gazette reported last week that the entire 10-member White Hawk Mountain Wolf Pack was killed after non-lethal harassment techniques failed to prevent repeated attacks on livestock. According to wildlife officials, the pack was responsible for killing 16 sheep, one guard dog, and one calf. Before the latest depredations, the Nez Perce tribe and defenders of wildlife had recruited volunteers to monitor the pack and try to deter them from further killings. Meanwhile, the Alliance for the Wild Rockies says the destruction of the White Hawk Mountain wolf pack marked the second time that an entire wolf pack was eliminated in Idaho's Sawtooth Mountain Recreation Area, prime wolf habitat that is designated for wildlife and wilderness protection. Further, they say that other wolves will move into the slain wolves' territory and that the best solution is preventing livestock producers from assuming ownership and rights in this wolf habitat area. From New York, wildlife hurt by drought's effects on vernal pools. The New York Times reported last week that scientists and environmentalists are concerned about the effects of winter drought in southern New England, especially the state of vernal pools and all the woodland life that depends on them. The pools, which generally appear in wooded areas in late winter and dry up in the heat of summer, are critical to the reproduction of amphibians in the region. Today's situation is unprecedented in modern times. Droughts are normally associated with hot, dry summers, but the current drought started last year and intensified over the winter. Last winter, in fact, was the warmest in southern New England in more than a century of record-keeping. And rising seas threaten the Chesapeake Bay marshes. The latest edition of EOS, a publication of the American Geophysical Union, reported that new research by the University of Maryland indicates that the two largest estuaries on the east coast of the United States are losing marshland to rising sea levels caused by greenhouse warming. Almost all coastal marshes along the Chesapeake and Delaware Bays could disappear before the year 2100 if the sea level continues to rise at present rates or at higher rates predicted by some climate models, the new study suggests. Loss of these marshes would be devastating, the researchers say, due to its effect on the food chain, water quality, and the amount of carbon that would be released into the oceans and atmosphere. Marshes act as carbon sinks, holding in soils and vegetation and preventing the release of carbon dioxide gas. Come to the Eastern Forest Defense Direct Action Camp, May 28th through June 3rd. It's happening in southern Indiana in the middle of the Great Eastern Hardwood Forest, brought to you by the National Forest Protection Alliance, Katua Earth First, the Dogwood Alliance, Heartwood, Buckeye Forest Council, and a bunch of other really awesome Eastern Forest tree huggers. All activists, forest dwellers, concerned citizens, and others ready and willing to act on behalf of our forests are invited to attend. We want to focus on evolving nonviolent direct action tactics. We would like to share the latest skills in tree sitting, road blockades, and other tactics for the woods and come up with new ideas unique to our ecosystems for forest defense. Come to the Eastern Forest Defense Direct Action Camp, May 28th through June 3rd. It's happening in southern Indiana in the middle of the Great Eastern Hardwood Forest. For more info, contact Katua Earth First River Faction, 865-673-5083. That number again, 865-673-5083. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come